צהריים טובים רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, תראה איזה יום חמישי בשבת קודש, לסדר, לך לך. חזל teach us in various places that it is an especially bad midah to get used to freeloading off of others. Taking things for free, mooching, it's a terrible midah. We find an interesting midrash in Kohelet Rabbah, Perek Gimel. The Midrash brings that there was a doctor in Tveria, he was a tremendous Yirei Shamayim, and he had a tradition he had from his Rebbe, he knew the Shema Meforash, which is a very powerful tool. If you possess the proper intonation of the Shema Meforash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can do a lot of things with that. And before he passed away, he was looking for somebody to pass it over to. So you shouldn't pass away without giving it over to anybody. And the Midrash says that he found Rabbi Pinchas Bar Chama, who was one of Chachmei Ador in Tveria. He called him over. And he called him over to his deathbed and he asked him, "Klum lakachta davar miyamecha? Did you ever take anything from any other Jew, ever in your life?" That's what he asked him. Amar lo lakachti ma'asir. He was a Levi. And he says, "I took ma'asir." Took ma'asir, you know, I'm a Levi. Look at what this doctor told him. He told him, "Shemei vakesh davar ma etzel echad ma'briot, v'ala lo yiten, v'ichos ala v'yargenu." You know what he was concerned about? He says, "I'm sorry, I can't teach you the Shema Meforash, because if you're the person that got used to taking things from people, you can get used to always getting, and if you don't get it, you will even come to a situation where you'll kill somebody to get it, and therefore I cannot trust you with the Shema Meforash, because you might use it to kill somebody to get stuff from them." Whoa. Big. Did you hear what he said? Now, let's put things in perspective. He was Migdolei Ador, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Chama. He wasn't stam mooching random things like mofting off of other people. He was a Levi, and therefore he was entitled by Torah law to take ma'asrot from other people. And yet this doctor couldn't trust him. And Chazal bring this because they want to teach us something. You know, it's interesting that Avraham Avinu knew this very well. And yet, following the war of the four kings against the five, when Avraham Avinu participated in that war, and Melech Sedom, because he saved him and his people, he wanted to reward him. Yeah, he said, "Ten li hanefesh v'arechush kachlach." He says, "Just return me the hostages, you take all the property." What did Avraham Avinu reply to Melech Sedom? "Harimoti yadi la'ashem el alyon kone shamayim va'aretz im michut ve'ad tzeroch na'al v'mikach mikol asher lach ve'al tomar anochi ya'isharti et Avram." He lifted, Rashi HaKadosh brings the midrash. Why did he lift his hands? He lifted his hands to Hashem bederech shvu'a. He made an oath to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he won't take anything, not a thread, not a shoelace, nothing. So that what? So that Melech said, at that point, he wasn't, Hashem had promised him, but Avraham Avinu hadn't yet realized his wealth. And therefore Avraham Avinu told Melech Sedom, "I don't want there to come a time where you take credit for my wealth. My wealth is coming only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise to me, not from you." And therefore he swore not to take anything. I have a question. It says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichot Musar, why did Avraham Avinu need to make a shvu'ah out of this thing? Avraham Avinu knew he had a reason not to take. He knew that vast riches, he had a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knew that wealth was coming his way, and he knew how terrible it was. He knew all these ma'amari chazal of mooching off of other people, how detrimental it is to tzurat ha-nefesh. So why did he have to jump and make a shvu'ah? He could have just said, "No, thank you." Right? And just walked away. Why did he have to make a whole spectacle, make a shvu'ah out of it? You know what the answer is? The Rav Chaim Shmulevitz answers it based on a Rambam in his Pirusha Mishnayot in Shmona Prakim, the Rambam's Hakdama to Pirkei Avot. He says a wonderful thing. The Rambam quotes the Sifri, Torat Kohanim, that says, "Al yomar adam efshi le'echol basar b'chalav, ela yomar efshi uma a'eseh v'avish b'shamayim gazar alay." Everybody probably knows this midrash. A person should never say, "Ach, basar bechalav is disgusting. I would never even think of eating it." The midrash says, don't say that. Rather, what should you say? You should say, it looks delicious. I would love to, but what? Hashem said no. Interesting, the Rambam points out, when explaining this Ma'amar Chazal, he says, which mitzvot did the Torah mean this by? Did Chazal mean this by? There's two kinds of mitzvot. There's chukim and mishpatim, right? There's tenets, laws that don't make any sense. They're illogical. And then there's mishpatim, logical laws. Basar bechalav rabotai. Is that a chok or a mishpat? Chok. Doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. Chazal only meant it there by basar bechalav, by sha'atnez, by kil'aim. Those kind of things a person should be saying there. But, says the Rambam, by mishpatim, by mitzvot that do make sense, by isurim that do make sense, that are logical, a person should say, I never want to do this at all. Never would have crossed my mind. Why is that? Why is that? Meaning what? The Rambam saying, let's say, look tirtzach. Yeah, murder. Murder makes sense, right? Person should it say, should not say, says the Rambam, I would love nothing more than to murder you, but what can I do? Hashem forbade it. No, rather, a person should say, it would never even cross my mind to murder. Why is that? Why does the Rambam say that? And the Sichot Musar says a very deep and penetrating pshat. I want you to listen carefully. He says, you know, when it comes to Avodat Hashem, if a person says by, let's say, the Mishpatim, I wish I could have done it, but that means that what? Since it's the kind of mitzvah that's logical, a person might come to the realization that, yeah, you know something? The reason why I'm staying away from this isur is not only because Hashem told me, but partly because my logic, my intellect, tells me to do the same. And that is not the way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, by things that make sense, by isurim that are logical, if a person would say, I wish I could, but you know something, I don't want to. If you say, I wish I could, then included in that Hashem told you not to, you know what else might be preventing you from doing the isur? Not only because Hashem told you not to, but also because what? My own intellect tells me not to do it also. That is not considered primary Avodat Hashem. In primary Avodat Hashem, you have to be a full Eved. You know what an Eved is? An Eved takes orders and doesn't... I'm doing this because, you know, because it's good for me, or because I'm not doing it because it's not good for me. And Eved doesn't have any of his own thoughts. What is the tafkid of an Eved? The master said to do it, I do it. The master said not to, I don't. That's it. We are all avadim laKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, says the Rambam, is the danger in using that thought process on Mishpatim. You got to stay far away from that. Therefore, says the Rambam, by Mishpatim, what do you say? It would never even cross my mind to do it. You know why? Because Hashem said so. Finished. Not the thing that we said by Basar v'Chalav. Never even would have crossed my mind. Just like the Sichot Musar gives an example. Let's say you had a drink in front of you, and it's nasty, it's disgusting, putrid, yuck. You're not going to drink that, right? If somebody else comes and says, oh, by the way, that's a cup of liquid cyanide. Okay? Now, when somebody tells you that, now that you're not drinking it, why is it? Is it now because it's disgusting? Or now in your mind are you not drinking it because it's poison? It's also... No, it's not both. It's not both. What's the primary reason in your mind now? Poison. That's exactly what these isurim are. Yes, okay, I may not have done it anyway, but it doesn't matter. That's so greatly overshadowed by the every isur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is poison. I don't care that anyways, you know, logically I wouldn't have done it. That doesn't matter. Once it's poison, the fact that it's nasty doesn't really matter anymore. It's poison. That's what we should be thinking. Back to Avraham Avinu Rabotai. Avraham Avinu was embodying this exact concern. Listen to me very carefully. He was concerned that maybe, you know, if I didn't jump up and make a shvu'ah and make it all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it would be, you know, my credit also. I don't want people to say that he made me rich, which means that it might have a certain kavod to him as well, a certain kavod, that's me, right? Certain
chas v'shalom, ego, that what? I don't want other people saying that you made me rich, but it's about me. Avraham Avinu wanted to get rid of, he wanted to shirk the me, the I element associated with this. He wanted his abstinence from taking anything from Minach Sedom to have zero to do with him and to be completely having to do with the Ma'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem promised him wealth. Therefore, what did he do? He made a Shavu'at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once he made it a Shavu'at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did he turn all of these riches and all of the wealth and all of the spoils of the Minchama into? He turned it into poison. You understand what he did here? Beforehand, his own intellect told me, you know, I don't want people talking. I want people to think I'm self-made. Me, me, me. Avraham Avinu didn't want, not for himself and not for anybody else, to think this had anything to do with him. Because it didn't. Avraham Avinu made a shvua out of it to make it all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'al tomar, he says, Anochi yesharti et Avraham. Hashem told me he's going to make me rich. Nothing to do with me, nothing to do with you. Therefore, I'm not taking anything from you. And he made it into a shvu'ah so that everybody knew it wasn't just nasty, it was poison. You understand? It's a very deep thought over here. Even when we do the right thing, Rabotai, don't do the right thing because intellectually we think it's the right thing. You know why? Because if you go by your own intellect, that can be a very slippery slope. Because if you follow your own intellect in all situations, you can come to the wrong conclusion. Don't do things or not do things because you think it's correct. Do things or don't do things because only because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to or told us not to. It's always, the thought process is, what does Hashem want from me at this given moment? As opposed to, what do I think is right? What do I think is wrong? Rabotai, that's the idea that we glean from Avraham Avinu b'Parashat HaShavua. Had a wonderful week. Have a wonderful Shabbat. Rest up. See you bright and early, Bezat Hashem, on Smashing Sugya Sundays.